This is Vatican Radio. I'm Chris Altieri.
Oggi preghiamo in modo particolare per i cristiani che subiscono discriminazioni a causa della testimonianza resa a Cristo e al Vangelo.
Pope Francis appealed on Thursday for Christians who suffer violence, discrimination, and all manner of injustice because of their faithfulness to Christ and his gospel. The Pope's call for prayerful solidarity with persecuted faithful came on the feast of St. Stephen, the first martyr, and a day after bomb attacks on a Catholic church and a Christian neighborhood market in Baghdad, Iraq, that killed 38 people.
Siamo vicini a questi fratelli e sorelle che, come Santo Stefano, vengono accusati ingiustamente e fatti oggetto di violenze di vario tipo.
We are close to those brothers and sisters who, like Saint Stephen, are unjustly accused and subjected to violence of various kinds, said Pope Francis. He went on to say, this happens especially where religious freedom is still not guaranteed or not fully realized. The Holy Father explained that even in countries that have protections for freedom and human rights on paper, believers in general and especially Christians encounter abridgments of their liberty and discrimination.
Sono sicuro che purtroppo sono più numerosi oggi che nei primi tempi della Chiesa. Ci sono tanti.
Pope Francis departed from his prepared remarks to note that there are indeed a great many Christians who suffer in these ways, more even than in the time of the first Christians. And he paused to lead the faithful in praying the Ave Maria on their behalf.
Per il cristiano questo non fa meraviglia.
He went on to say that Christians ought not be surprised by such mistreatment, since Jesus said such things would happen, and that they offer good occasion for profound witness. Nevertheless, he said, injustice in the civil sphere must be denounced and eliminated.
Tuttavia, sul piano civile, l'ingiustizia va denunciata ed eliminata.
The Holy Father's appeal came at the end of his reflection ahead of the traditional St. Stephen's Day Angelus prayer, during which he spoke of the Holy Deacon and Proto-Martyr's feast as being in full harmony with the deeper meaning of Christmas. Pope Francis added, in martyrdom, in fact, violence is overcome by love, death by life. The Church sees in the sacrifice of the martyrs their birth into heaven. So on this day we celebrate the birth of St. Stephen, which springs from the depths of the birth of Christ. Jesus turns the death of those who love him into the dawn of new life. I'm Chris Altieri.